Hi there, Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice Dyer in the Magnus Protocol. As part of the Magnus Archive's 10th anniversary, Rusty Quill is hosting a special Magnus Live show at the upcoming Crossed Wires Podcast Festival in Sheffield. Join co-creators Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell on the 5th of July for a new iteration of our live show, Statement Begins, where you can hear fan-favourite statements such as Anglerfish, Red Live, and gain exclusive insights into the creation and history of the show straight from the creators themselves. You can buy your tickets now, including limited numbers of meet and greet tickets, from crossedwires.live or the link in the description of this episode.
Hi everyone, it's Kareem, the voice of Simon Fairchild from the Magnus Archives. Today I'm here to advertise Beck's End, an upcoming new audio drama that will be launching on the RQ network. Beck's End is a folk horror audio drama about isolation, belief, radicalization, and poses the question if redemption is possible. When floodwaters swallow an idyllic English Lake District village, a stranded journalist finds herself trapped in a rising tide of fear. Cut off from the outside world, she begins to uncover horrors both human and biblical, lurking beneath the surface. If this intrigues you, you can support the creation of Beck's End on Kickstarter until the 17th of July. For more information on the show and to pledge your support, visit becksend.com. That's becksend.com. And you might recognize a voice here or there. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Mal Ozovicki, Nikki H, Hayden J, Marcella, Haimom Garcia, Oren Ben Shabbat, Ida, Adrian Mercer-Garber, Sammy, Han Malek, Caroline Rivard, Mammon, Lauren Rowlands, Charlie Laurel, Bree, Rachel Pennebade, Carrie Coada, Two Imposters, Elias Soper, Casey Ray, Armando Di Ciano. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
One at a time.
This is how we're going to put the musical together.
And a one, and a two. Shot
by a ghost. Childhood trauma.
So here we go.
I'm everyone. Just angry.
Everyone. All right, I'll just ask them to pick up a selection.
Great.
Cut to Breakin and Hope in the nearest booths.
Selection. Only the five essential oils will probably do the trick. What do you think, Hope?
I'm going to ask what the star gift is this month.
Not a bad shout, that'll get me enough club card points.
I'm going to get a bottle of Head and Shoulders because I found one on the road the other day.
We do pick up odd roadkill, don't we? But man's got to eat.
The easily digestible sort that wipe away doubt and fear and neatly organise your new world into happy little doorbells.
Doorbell!
Who's here at 12?
50 minutes early!
The worker of clay had labelled for decades on that... Labelled, did I say again?
With his label maker of doom.
God, I'm knackered. I've been doing all of this labelling.
Water break. Delicious water. I mean, you're still listening to me drink water, so it's not that much less disgusting, but...
The problem is that you're human.
Yeah, I know, and humans are gross.
Just set that aside...
Gross meat sacks. We're all disgusting meat sacks. Sorry, I forgot how glorious and chrome you are, Alex.
That's right.
Now it's just a matter of narrowing down the specifics of job.
Gertrude's been on the sauce.
Little digital research is the first event in my belief in North America.
I went to Egypt once with the Royal Society, to the Temple of Ramses II in Abu Dhabi.
You can lean.
Here's the thing:
yeah.
You can lean as long as you stay leaning. Yeah. It's when you do this. Johnny's does this all the time, yeah. And it's just like that's.
You just get a bump.
Fuck you, Johnny.
Garbage. Right, should we try this?
God, he drags the rest of us down.
I know. Like, if you remove him from the Magnus Archives, what you're left with is a glorious Mrs. Brown's Boys clone. But he was like, no, let's make it a horror.
War wanker.
Right. Careful of enunciation.
Okay.
You went a bit London on me. You dropped a few T's and so on.
It's never happened in the whole of my life. I'm quite excited.
Goodness.
You've been here 15 years. This is great.
You've been consistently dropping a tea.
Will she be coming back? Nah!
Leave that. You're having a laugh, ain't you?
Thought you might lark away home.
Oh, bleeding blimey, governor.
Can we just telegraph that to the audience as well? A version that's just almost over the top. Push it.
You don't quite want to... But that sort of thing.
Well, me neither. But here we are. So my proposal for you is this. Either kill me or fuck off.
No, he did
I not.
I swear.
Tim! I might be an eldritch monster, but that is unacceptable.
In eldritch horror lore, this is not part of the process.
We aren't here effing and chefing like a common street harlot. This is the Institute, damn it. We have decorum.
You'll say blimey and you'll be glad of it.
Yes. Maybe a darn if you're feeling lucky.
We're all secretly allergic to you, Alex. It's just some of us forget to take our antihistamines.
I hate Johnny. I hate that he's written every single word I can't pronounce in a single statement.
I hated the cufflinks.
What? Fucking cufflinks.
I hate your cufflinks.
The dress uniforms as they gave out the medals, and it's like, why? I like my flappy.
They were a gift from Mr. Spider.
Fucking novelty cufflinks. Just brings down the tone.
I like to think that Peter's gone off kayaking with Tim now.
Yeah.
I also weirdly think Peter's an amazing dad to Tim.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's kind of awkward because Peter would much rather be kayaking alone.
Yeah, but Tim was so oblivious, he would be there forever and never realise.
Just accidentally nurturing.
Just, hey, Peter, you want to go do this?
Yes, fine.
Yes, of course. Yes. I'm going antiquing. Sounds fun!
I'm not interrupting your book, am I?
Peter Lucas is the dad that doesn't like the son, but still pays for college, all of the clubs, drove him to every single thing, and objectively was actually quite good to be around. What am I doing? Okay, you're all good. Mm-hmm. Just a record.
Oh, sorry, Peter, I think I DVR'd over that documentary you wanted.
Oh, it was the trains one. I know you like that.
I think that works.
Not there, that's
1-5-4 is complete. Ba da 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 da. There's two fucks in it. Da 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 da.
That's our quota for season 4.
Yep.
And maybe season 5.
This episode is distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 international license. For more information, visit rustyquill.com, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
Hi everyone, it's Kareem, the voice of Simon Fairchild from the Magnus Archives. Today, I'm here to advertise Beck's End, an upcoming new audio drama that will be launching on the RQ network. Beck's End is a folk horror audio drama about isolation, belief, radicalization, and poses the question if redemption is possible. When floodwaters swallow an idyllic English Lake District village, a stranded journalist finds herself trapped in a rising tide of fear. Cut off from the outside world, she begins to uncover horrors both human and biblical, lurking beneath the surface. If this intrigues you, you can support the creation of Beck's End on Kickstarter until the 17th of July. For more information on the show and to pledge your support, visit becksend.com. That's becksend.com. and you might recognise a voice here or there. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Hi, Alex here, founder and CEO of Rusty Quill Limited. In case you haven't heard, there is now a Magnus Archives novel. The Library of Jürgen Leitner is set in the world of the Magnus Archives and written by Nebula Award-winning author Premi Mohammed with our very own Jonathan Sims. The story follows Hugh, a university dropout desperate to find somewhere to belong, and his new job at an esoteric library. The books he must investigate for the enigmatic Jürgen Leitner are not normal, because the library is not a vault, sealed and silent, but a hive, alive, buzzing, and ready to sting. The Library of Jürgen Leitner releases October 27th, 2026, but you can pre-order it right now in the US and UK from your local bookshop or by using the link in the episode description. If you live outside of the UK or US, you may be able to make an international order for this first publication, but it depends on individual retailers' shipping policies.